In the sugya of Nuchas HaNefesh, and we were talking a lot the past few weeks about Yiras Shamayim. Even though it seems offhand, it would seem to us that there's no relationship between, what's the connection between Yiras Shamayim and Nuchas HaNefesh. But as we've been learning the oimik, the deeper meaning of Menuchas HaNefesh and of Yiras Shamayim, we understand. Yiras Shamayim means that a person lives in a tchum. He lives within the four walls of Kedusha. We were talking last Moshe Shabbos, Beis Yaakov, the house of Yaakov Avinu. Mechanek is b'chatzrois koit shecher, in the courtyard of Hashem Yisborach. All of the daigas, all of the worries, all of the pachadim, all of the fears, all of the anxiety that take away from us our menuchas and nefesh, all of that is part of the world of the Rishus HaRabim, of the public domain that infiltrates into our minds, into our hearts, and makes us mishug. We don't live in the Rishus HaYachid. We don't live in the private domain of Melech Malchim and Lachim, of the King of all kings, the Rishus HaYachid, the Chidash Shel Oyim, and the Chatzir of Hashem, and Hashem's courtyard. Shvu ish tachtav, to be a person that's able to sit still. Shabbos gives us that ability to remember Ol Malchus Shamayim, why we're in this world. We're not worried what people think of us, because that worry, that concern of what people think, how people feel, the worry about the Rishus HaRabim is what takes away from us our entire feeling of Menuchas HaNefesh. Yiras Shamayim means on the most basic level one thing. This is what we were talking about Arichas last week. Yiras Shamayim means there's one concern that I have. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu think of me? What does the Baruch Shalom think of me? Right this minute, not in general. He loves me, he's great, everything's great. This minute, what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, what I'm saying. That's what Yiras Shamayim means. When a person lives in that world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's removed from the pachadim, from the fears and the anxiety of Mayas Eliyodim. What are they going to say? What are they going to do to me? The Iker is what the Rebbeinu Shalom thinks. That's Yiras Shamayim. Namshich es akav hala. Let's go weiter. The Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah in the fourth parak says a wondrous thing. It's one of those Rambams that you're wondering, where did the Rambam pull it from? From what oilam did he take this from? Mitzvahs ner Chanukah chaviva hi ad ma'od. The Rambam says the mitzvah of the Chanukah candles chaviva hi ad ma'od. It's not found in Shas, such a lashon in Chazal about the Chanukah candle. But the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Chanukah candles chaviva hi ad ma'od. Very beloved, it's very precious. Chaviva hi ad ma'od. He doesn't say it about any mitzvahs d'oraisa. Chaviva hi ad ma'od. Sof kol sof, Chanukah candles are d'rabbanan. It's not from the Torah. I mean, there's a sheet of the Chasam Sofer, and there's a nitziv, it's a lebedeki inyan, the shiltis, the bahag, to understand how it could be a d'oraisa. But we don't have such pilpulim when it comes to the tefillin of the Shabbos. So. Chanukah. And here the Rambam says, Mitzvahs ner Chanukah chaviva hi ad ma'od. It's most precious. Betzarech odem li zoher ba kidei lo hidiyah ha'neis lo hoisif b'shevach ha'kel v'hoidoy yalo. The Rambam says, you know why it's so precious? Because the mitzvah of ner Chanukah is our way of praising and thanking the Rabbanu Shalom. It's our way of thanking Hashem Yisburg. V'hoisif b'shevach ha'kel v'hoidoy yalo. It gives us an opportunity to shine out to the whole world to say thank you, Rabbi Shlomo. To thank the Rabbi Shlomo. Nisim Shosalon, because of the Nisim that he did for us and he does for us. That's what the Rambam writes in the fourth parak. So the Chavivas of Ner Chanukah, the Rambam is telling us, the Chavivas of Ner Chanukah is the result of the Mahus, the nature and the essence of this Yom Tov of Chanukah. While all the other Yom Tovim we feel grateful, but there's only one Yom Tov that we have, and it came to us as the last Yom Tov. It came to us at the end, the last Yom Tov. But the entire Mahus, the essence, the entire Mitzias of this Yom Tov, the Mitzias of this Yom Tov is Kidei Lahaydas. Kidei Lahaydas. V'kovu Shmainas Yimei Chanukah El Kidei Lahaydas U'Lahalo. All the other Yom Tovim, they're for other things, and we're grateful and we're thankful. But the whole Kviyas of the Yom Tov of Chanukah, the reason that it was established was Kidei Lahaydas, was to give thanks. And the Rambam is telling us that this is the source of the chavivus, of the unique chavivus, the preciousness of Chanukah. Once we understand this, and we realize that there's a very, very, very deep connection between Chanukah and Shabbos, and this year we're zeichet to have two Shabbos Chanukahs. The Shabbos Chanukah and the Shabbos Chanukah La'ela, La'ela, La'ela. It's the Inyan of Shabbos, Mizmor Shiliyah, and Shabbos Tov, La'hoydos La'Hashem, L'zam, L'shem Cha'oya. The Inyan of Shabbos is also Tov, La'hoydos La'Hashem. It's so good to give Hoydoya to Hashem. That capital Tehillim, which we come into Shabbos with, Mizmor Shiliyah Meshabbos, Toiv La Hoydos LaHashem. It's so good to give Hoydoya to Hashem. So it must be that Shabbos and Chanukah somehow are shutfim, are partners in this Nakuda of Chavivas, in this precious point. I'm asking if the Mechila is quite from that no men and women sit in the same area, that's all, if you don't mind. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm sorry. It must be that Shabbos and Chanukah share this Nakuda of Chavivus. This Nakuda of Chavivus. This point of preciousness. Of what? Kedei lahaydos. Haydoya to Hashem. Give me thanks to Hashem. Toiv lahaydos Hashem. It's good to be thankful to Hashem. But the connections are much deeper than that. And that's what we're going to focus on. What's the Chavivus of Haydoya? And how does this midah of thankfulness, that's what we're talking about now, a midah of Haydoya, how does this midah of thankfulness bring us deeper and deeper into the world of the house of Yaakov Avinu? Into what? Into the private, secret chotzer of the Yechidu Shel Olam, of Yashamayim, and of Menuchas HaNefesh. Menuchas HaNefesh. So I had a gewaldige simcha when I was thinking about this Thursday night, the gewaldige simcha, because I remembered from many years ago Ramban, but I didn't remember where the Ramban was. I suppose a lot of other things I'm forgetting, but I could be moichel on that. But the Ramban, that bothered me, because I thought it was in the parish on Chumash, but Lamaise it's not, and I was able to find it. It's in the 11th parak of his small sefer, Ha'emunah V'Bitachon. Ha'emunah V'Bitachon is found in the Kisser Ramban that was published by Rabbi Shavel many years ago. Ha'emunah V'Bitachon, the 11th parak. The Ramban writes the following. The Ramban is talking about Yehuda, the son of Yaakov Avinu. The Ramban says an astonishing thing. I'm only able to scratch a little bit. One sentence. V'hu, he's speaking about Yehuda. V'hu ha'ya ha'shvi'i l'mispa nefashas. I'm not going to go into the cheshbon now, but you know that there were children, even though Rachel Imenu didn't have yet, but there were children through Bilha, her shivcha, her maidservant, the Amma. So the cheshbon comes out that of the children, the Ramban says Yehuda was the seventh. Chronologically, that Yehuda was the seventh of the children of Yaakov Avinu. He was the seventh. So the Ramban says Yehuda is Shabbos. No, Taiv Lahaydas Lashem, you hear? Yehuda is Shabbos. Ramban. V'nemar b'Yehuda, and therefore what do you see by Yehuda? What's Shabbos dix? The Ramban says like this. V'tamoid miledas. That when Yehuda was born, Le'imenu rested. She stopped having children. Adkan. Like I had last week, a lot of planes got messed up because of the Shvita, right? You know what means a Shvita? A strike. A strike means I'm not going anymore. So after that, the time of Miletus, Shabbos, the Ramban says that Le'imenu, by Yehuda's, the time of Miletus. She stopped giving birth. The time of Miletus. The name of Shabbos, Vayishbois, Vayim Hashvi. So the Ramban says, except for Le'imenu, it says, the time of Miletus. She had a Shabbos from giving birth. She stopped, Adkan, but Tamud Miladis. And Shabbos is Vayishbos Bayom HaShvi. Shabbos, of course, means Shvisa, Adkan, Shabbos. V'nema Abi Yehuda, and therefore the Ramban goes on and says, it says by Yehuda, Ato Yoyducha Achacha. Your brothers will acknowledge you. Ata yaducha achach. In other words, they'll recognize and acknowledge your malchus, your kingdom. Ata yaducha achach. U'b'Shabbos oimer mizmer shili am Shabbos toiv lahaydas l'Hashem. And by Shabbos it says, mizmer shili am Shabbos toiv lahaydas l'Hashem. It is good to acknowledge and give, and to give thanks to Hashem. Adkan. Lashon HaRamban. These are the words of the Ramban. I'm going to be talking to you at Perkut Aleph. So the Ramban's Megala, the Ramban is revealing a kesher, a connection between Shabbos, Yehuda, Shabbos, that Yehuda and Shabbos, the seventh child, the seventh day, is the Bechina of Haidaya, of Toiv LaHaidayis, of acknowledging, of thanking, Toiv LaHaidayis. That's what Yehuda's name means. But to make it more interesting, many years after the Ramban, Reb Tzadok from Lublin, Reb Tzadok HaKohen, adds, of course, to this, David HaMelech u'madrega Shabbos, k'noyed l'yoyden. Of course, the Kohen says that David HaMelech is Malchus. Malchus is Shabbos, Shabbos Malkasa. Boikala, Boikala, Shabbos Malkasa. So the Kohen says that Dovr HaMelech is Shabbos, Kenoid L'Yoidim, as it's known to those who know. Shabbos and Dovr HaMelech is one thing. He writes that in Kremetz HaMincha, he writes many, many places. And in Takonis HaShavin, he writes, the Dargit, the Dovr HaMelech, Halav HaShalom, you want to understand the Madrega of who Dovr HaMelech was? The Dargit, the Isha Yiras Hashem, Kenoidim. David HaMelech's Madrega was the Madrega of the God-fearing woman, Kanoida as it is known. That's David HaMelech. So now we have Shabbos and Yehuda. Yehuda / David HaMelech HaMashiach, David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the seventh Ushpizen, right? David HaMelech is Shabbos, David HaMelech is Malchus. And that's the midah of Isha Yiras Hashem that we've been talking about the last few weeks, the God-fearing woman. That's also Shabbos the Kala, Shabbos Malchusa. And adding to all of this is Hanukkah. The Ramban's not talking about Hanukkah, of course, over there. But we understand that this is the midah of Haidoya. And where did this begin? So let's go back to when Yehuda was born. Vatoimer Le'imenu said, everybody knows, Hapam Oides Hashem. This time I must thank Hashem. Hapam Oides Hashem. I must give thanks to the Rebbein Shalom. Hapam Oides Hashem. Al Kain Korishma Yehuda. Therefore she names the child Yehuda. Chazal say, in a number of places, over there in the Medrash, many places. Leah tovsa plach hidayim. Leah took hold in this world of this midah of hidayah, of thankfulness, of gratitude. Va'amdu hemena balei hidayah, and therefore she would give birth, from her would come balei hidayah, Jews who were great in this midah of hidayah. Yehuda, Medrash says Yehuda, as it says, Vayaka Yehuda Vayoyim Etzadka Mimeni. Next week's parasha, the very strange inyan, what happened between Yehuda and his daughter-in-law and Tamar, and she had the simanim, she had the proof, the signs that he had been with her, and publicly Yehuda says, Tzadka Mimeni, she is more righteous than I am. It's true. She is more righteous than me. So Vayaka Yehuda Vayoyimet Tzadka Mimeni, that Yehuda said, that Yehuda admitted and acknowledged and said, Tzadka Mimeni. He has such a koyach to admit, to acknowledge from his mother Leah, who is Tovsa Plach Haidoyah, who was great in this midah of Haidoyah. Hapam Oides Hashem. David, the Medrash goes on. Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv. It's not hard to find for David HaMelech. That's Tanakh 001. Hoidu Lashem Ki Toiv Ki Loilam Chazdo, and a thousand other psuk. It's David HaMelech's Koyach, David HaMelech's Haidoyah. Omloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYehuda. So the Baruch Shalom says to Yehuda, Kevin Shehideisa, since you were able to continue this work of your mother, the work of Hodaya, Yeiducha Achecha, your brothers will acknowledge your kingship. Shetim Leich Aleihem, and you will be king over your brothers, over the Jewish people. That's the Medrash. The Midah of Malchus, Leimeinu, Yehuda, David Malka Mashiach. So what exactly is Hodaya? Rav Hutna Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in the second Maimer in Pachi Yitzchak Chanukah, it's a long Maimer, and Rav Hutna, as you know, Rav Hutna, those who have learned Rav Hutna's Svarim, who have learned Pachad Zignot, the Rav Hutna had a very, very great bekiyus in Lashon HaKodesh. And Rav Hutna explains them in the second Maimer that the word Hodaya in Lashon HaKodesh has two meanings. The first meaning of Hodaya, the first meaning, he says in Yiddish, is danken. In Lashon HaKodesh, danken of course means, we would say, todah. In English, we would say, thanks. Thank you. Danken, a dank. To thank. And the meaning of that is, when I understand that somebody has been good to me, somebody has been nice to me, and somebody has taken care of me and helped me and so on, so the most basic midah of a human being is to have hakaras hatov, to be machzik tova, to thank a person who was good to you. So you say adank, you say thank you, you say todah. That's the first meaning of hodaya, thankfulness. Thank you. The second meaning of hodaya is when I acknowledge or admit or concede to an opposing view. I concede to another view. Where do we see this? So Rav Hutna says in Shas, the term Hodayas Baldin. Hodayas Baldin means when a person comes, there could be a sichsuch, some sort of a disagreement, something not so clear, and the person says, I owe him the money. I owe him the money. Like there's a problem, Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven comes and he's moider, like we say in the terminology of halacha, he's moider. And Haidah's Baalgan is Kamei Eidim, it's a chosh of a thing, it's like 100 witnesses. A person himself says, Hamayda. Hamayda means that it looked like maybe it wasn't like this. And there's a little bit of a disagreement. And Hamayda. That's called also Haidah. So if Hutna says that these two definitions of Haidah, thank you, a dank, and Hamayda, these are shnei tzdadim, these are two sides of one matbeya, of one coin. They're connected. Not just connected, connected senses. They're mamish one thing. They're two expressions of one midah. Thank you and you're right are two expressions of one midah that's called hadaya. Let me explain. There's a teva that a person has, a very, very strong she'ifa. Everybody here has felt it, feels it, some more than others. A very, very strong she'ifa that a person has to be independent. To be independent, but independent in such a way, in such an extreme way, where I want to be completely free from any sense of obligation that I owe anything to anybody in the world. The need for chayrus, for freedom, and the need for atzmos, for independence, creates within a person what could become a very ugly she'ifa, an ugly longing, which is summarized in the words "Koychi va'aitzim yadi." Also, as a chak, "Koychi va'aitzim" means it's me, only me. I don't have to say thank you to anybody. I don't have to thank anybody. You know why? Because I don't need anybody. I don't need anybody. Nobody caused my success. Of course, with failures, that's the same person has a long list of who caused his failures. But as far as my success is concerned, I don't owe anything to anybody. I'm a free man. I don't have anything hanging over me that I have to feel a debt of gratitude. Even in English, it's a very good term. It's a very accurate term in English. A debt of gratitude. A chayv. I don't owe anything. I don't have any chayvis. I don't owe anything to anybody. I'm a self-made man. The person who has the she'ifa is longing to eliminate one word from his vocabulary. Todah. In English, two words, thank you, or you can just say thanks, or in Yiddish, a dank. He wants to eliminate that word from his vocabulary. Because the at the moment that a person says, thank you, mommy, thank you, daddy, abba, ima, tata, mama, whatever you call, thank you. Thank you, Rebbe, thank you for giving me my neshama. Thank you to my friend, thank you to my wife, thank you to my husband. The moment that a person says thank you, it means that he's being makir b'toivosoi, he's acknowledging that what? That he needed this person, and that I couldn't have done it on my own, I couldn't have managed on my own. There was something that you gave me, and I'm moide, I admit that it's not me. I couldn't have done it on my own, I admit. It's a haidah's baal din. In other words, I try to give the appearance that I'm very capable, and I'm very independent, and I'm very, very thought out, and macho, and with it, and on top of things. I try to give that appearance. But mommy, daddy, chmoide, that I'm nothing without you. You say to your wife, chmoide, gornish, I am nothing without you. Nothing. So, thank you. I want to say thank you. But when you're less of the expressive type, you just say, shkoyach. It's a very nice thing that Chazal came up with, so we don't have to be, we don't have to feel uncomfortable. See, it's just shkayach. Shkayach. It means that I'm maskim. It means that I'm moida to the other side. It looked as if I was winning. It looked as if I was the all-confident, all-powerful one. Totally free, there are no strings attached. I'm totally on my own. Nobody made me, nobody did anything for me. Despite everybody, I was able to accomplish so many things. But now, I have to say thank you. And by thanking, I'm acknowledging and admitting and confessing. Hidayah is a lashon of vidui. It's David's name. It's Yehuda's name. Sadka mimani. I am confessing that the emes is I couldn't have done it without you. I'm admitting that I was mistaken in my way of thinking. And it's a hidayah's balden. Now, if you think that this is just a nice midah, it's a nice midah. The midah of Hidayah, Tol Inyan of Chanukah's Hoid, the fifth candle, Hoid Sheba Hoid. If it's a nice midah, Ba'alma, just a nice midah. So listen to the Ramban. Anybody that went to yeshiva, learned this Ramban. The famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo. The line that we need from that Ramban reads as follows. Kavanas kol ha-mitzvahs, the Ramban says. The kavanah of all mitzvahs, the intention of all mitzvahs, of all Yiddishkeit. Shenamin b'lokeinu, that we should believe in our God. Now listen. V'noide elov, and should thank him, and acknowledge him, and admit to him. V'noide elov. Shehu Baranu, that he's our creator. It's not like we think. Shehu Baranu. Shehu Baranu means not just that he created us, it means he created us and we have to follow him. Shehu Baranu. V'hu kavonas hayitzir, the Ramban says. And this is the intention of all creation. It goes on, it says, Milvad, just this. Sheyeda ha'adam, that a person should know the truth. V'yoyda le'lokav, and admit, acknowledge, and thank his God, Shebara, who created him, for creating him. Those are the Ramban's words. The Ramban is telling us that by means of this midah of Hodayah, a person is moida every single second of his life. If you feel this way, if you know this, the Ramban says, yeah, he'll know, he should know. Kavanas kol ha-mitzvahs is to strengthen this hakara, this recognition within us, that we have to be moida, that every second of life was somuch al shulchan avinu shebashamayim. Not only, our parents, a husband, a wife, friends, but everything is, I wouldn't have a mother and a father. I wouldn't have a friend. I wouldn't have a husband. I wouldn't have a wife. I wouldn't have anything if I didn't have the Rabbanu Shlomo. And a person who lives in this midah of Hoidayah, of Layimein, of Yehuda, of Shabbos, of Chanukah, of David HaMelech, a person who lives in this midah of Hoidayah feels every single second that he's somach al shulchan aviv, that he's receiving from his father direct, his father's giving him, dishing out every second, more money, more air to breathe, more health, more children, more simchas achayim, more, every second. Like we say in the Nusach of Maidim in Shemin Esrei. And Al HaKarl in benching Hashem Kanach Nemoidim Lachem Varechim Yisrael. When we understand that that's what Hodayah is, thank you And by saying thank you, I am admitting and acknowledging that it's not the way that it seems, or I make it look. It's not me, it's only you. With that, we can understand, we could taste the masikas, the sweetness of a sentence in the Maharal. And this is what's going to bring us right back into our sugya. The Maharal says, the Maharal writes, Hamoy de la Misha Hetiv Loi. When you thank the person who was good to you, Hamoy, listen carefully, it's just a couple of words. Hamoy de la Misha Hetiv Loi. When you're moided to the person, to the one who was good to you, Moiser Atzmai Lirishusai. You hear? Moiser Atzmai, the Maharal says, when you're moided to the one who is good to you, you are Moiser Atzmai Lirishusai. You are giving yourself over to his Rishus. You are basically bending over, you're bending your head down and saying, I am yours. When a person thanks the Rabbeinu Shlomo, when a person recognizes and admits in his it's not me, it's you, then in doing so you extract yourself from the misery of the Rishus HaRabim, where you're vying for position in the rat race, which is, as you know, I've said 1,000 times, that even if you win, you're still a rat. You extract yourself from the miserable rat race of the Rishus HaRabim, and you're saying, what? Rabbi Shalom, I'm not part of that, I'm yours. Ki'ilu, Maharal says, Hamoid l'misha heitiv lai moiser atzma l'rishusa. You take yourself out of the Rishus HaRabim, the public domain, and you give yourself over to the Rishus HaYochid, everything is you. As long as I think it's me, I'm crazy. I have Menuchas HaNefesh. Forget Menuchas HaNefesh, they have to lock me up. As long as I think it's me. How can I take off Shabbos? There's a friend of mine that was telling me that his boss was calling him on Rosh Hashanah till 5 minutes to 6. I don't remember this man, but six at Rosh Hashanah, 5 minutes to 6, his boss, who's a Shomer Shabbos Yid, his boss is from, and his boss was still calling about a deal on Erev Hashanah at 6 p.m. Doesn't live there in Cup at 6 o'clock Erev Rosh Hashanah, HaMelech. One more deal before Shkia, before sunset, before Tkiyah Shofar, one more deal. You're crazy, you can't live. Menuchas HaNefesh. If everything is me, and I can't kneel and throw myself on the floor, that it's not me, it's you, then every second I live in the Rishus HaRabim, even when I'm in shul, even when I'm at home, because there's something that I could be doing or should be doing. When a person lives in the Rishus HaYochid, when a person lives in the world of Hidayah, Hamoyde l'misha heitev loy moyser atzmo l'rishus. Moyser atzmo l'rishus, Rabbeinu Shalom, I belong to you. I'm not going to worry about what I could be making at 6 p.m. Erev Rosh Hashanah. I have no daiga like that. It's not my inyan. That's not my avoida for 6 p.m. Erev Rosh Hashanah. It's not my avoida. Our avoida is, we have a schedule. We live according to halacha. We have a way of living. It's called Yirat Shamayim. That's Yirat Shamayim. That's what Reb Tzadok was saying. That the Darge de Dovid HaMelech's Midas, Yehuda's, Hoidoya, is Malchus. Malchus is in the Kalois Yod Mizayis V'Yisi Shofo Be'enai. It's not me. Malchus is not me. Ishri Yiras Hashem, Reb Tzadok says, the Midas of Eishes Chal, of Shabbos, of Dovid Malka Mashiach, of Yehuda, Shabbos, Chanukah, means what? Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shamayim. The mid of Yehuda, the mid of Shabbos, the mid of Darmel, the mid of Chanukah is to scream out to Rabbi Shalom, Adak. Thank you, Rabbi Shalom. Thank you, and in saying thank you, I admit that what I thought was my, that I was the Balabas, and the world was, therefore I was part of that competition of the world versus me. Rabbi Shalom, I want to thank you for lifting me out of that craziness, for carrying me in your arms out from Rosh Hashanah. and for bringing me into the embrace of the Rosh Hashanah, of your Dalet Amos, of the Tchum Shabbos, of the Shabbos boundaries, of the house of Yaakov Avinu, of Chatzrois Kedshecha, of the Chotzer, of the Yechidus Shel Olam, as we learn to be the Chatzero, to be in the Chotzer, to live in the courtyard of the King. I belong to you, Rabbi Shalom. That's the Midah of Malchus. That's what David Melech says, Vayisi Shofel Be'enai. Therefore, the Midah of David Melech is the moon, and the moon is Leis Megamei Klum. The moon doesn't get nervous. The sun is nervous. Ooh, the sun is nervous. The sun is nervous. The sun says to the other planets, what's going on up there? The sun says, could you believe it? I had one of my best days, and all of a sudden, a bunch of clouds over there. Nothing, and I can't make it all the way down to Miami Beach. And those poor Yidden, they went special to Miami to have a little bit of sun. The guy went for 2 days to Miami, and the sun says, what a mazel, the clouds came over there. I can't help this guy out. The moon doesn't have daigus. Oh, what about the clouds? The moon has no daigus because you know what the moon says? It doesn't make a difference. Because the moon is leis le'megamei klum. What does that mean, leis le'megamei klum? No. It has nothing of its own. Only what the sun shines on me. I don't know. I don't generate my own light. It's not my light. That's David HaMelech. That's Malchus. That's Shabbos. It's not my light. I'm not creating the light. I'm a clay kibbel to receive Hashem's Baruch's light. That's David HaMelech. That's why we stand outside the Kiddush Levana. We say, David HaMelech Shachai V'Kayim. David HaMelech Shachai V'Kayim. Because David HaMelech's Midah, that's what David HaMelech said. V'yisi Shofel Be'enai. What am I? Who am I? V'yisi Shofel Be'enai. So his wife, so Michal's upset. Michal is upset that he's lifting up his robe and he's dancing like one of the Caleb. And she has a time there. How can you do that? And the Lord says, look, I see this, V'yisi Shofel Be'enai. So nafkimi. This is what Yerushalayim tells me to do right now. Yerushalayim tells me to dance with all of my heart right now. Yerushalayim tells me to go like this. My Yerushalayim. That's the Madrega of David HaMelech. Is Yerushalayim, Eish is hot. Isha Yerush Hashem is the Malchus, is David HaMelech. V'yisi Shofel Be'enai. So nafkimi. I only have what the sun, what the Barashim shines into me. I have nothing else. Chayidu L'Hashem ki toiv ki l'oilam chazdei. Now we understand how in the 33rd parak of Yeshaya, the Navi describes Yerushalayim in the most remarkable way. What does the Navi say, Yerushalayim? The Navi says there, Yiras Hashem hi otsaro. Yiras Hashem hi otsaro. It means that there's a person who's a God-fearing person, and the God-fearing person, that midah of Yerushalayim, he otsaro means it's his treasure. In other words, a Yirei Shamayim, a God-fearing person, has something that's called a treasure. Yerushalayim is called a treasure. Yiras Shamayim hi otsaro. Yerushalayim is this person's oitzer. It's his treasure. Yerushalayim is not just a nice thing, it's a treasure. He oitzer. What does that mean? What is the Yerushalayim called an oitzer? A treasure. Like a treasure chest. What's Yerushalayim called an oitzer? Because the definition of Yerushalayim, as we've been learning the last few weeks, what Yerushalayim means is that the person who was divided and dispersed, spread out. Everybody has a lot of nice, good midas and good things, and a lot of good things about each and every one of us. We're the children of Avni Tzok and Yaakov. We have a lot of good stuff going on. But a person who doesn't have any borders, in other words, if you have an enormous sum of money, there's a chmes, you have 10,000 gold coins. 10,000 gold coins. Well, let me give a marshal like this. It's an easier marshal for those who remember it when we were children or have the little ones that play. You remember we used to play jacks? Gedenkst? Jacks. Now, I've played, when I was a kid, I didn't play that. It was the girls played that. But I have, Baruch Hashem, I have six daughters, and I've put in many, many, many hours of jacks over the years. Then all of a sudden it became that Israeli version, which confused me very much, the something. But we used to have those sticky little jacks, right? With a little ball. So the worst thing is when you made a mistake and you threw out your thing like in there all over the room, you know, and you have to get all the jacks together because you have to throw the ball up and you have to, and you never do that on a carpet, you have to use a floor. You throw the ball up and you have to get the jacks. And if you had a good hand, and you just went beep, and all the jacks are right there in one place, some high for the wall, and you have all, it's an Eitzer mamish, right? Then you have all the jacks. But if they were spread out, so they all, each one is a very precious thing. Each one's chaviva yad ma'od. Well, what am I going to do? How am I going to get this and this and this? It's abakan fisar. It's everything's all over the place. How am I going to do this? So a person has 10,000 gold coins. It means a Jew has much more than 10,000 gold points in himself, gold and silver and copper. All the beauty of the world, all the beauty of the Beis HaMikdash is in every Jew. But if you don't have your Shemayim, it's like that kind of a thing where it's just spread out all over the world. It's like all over the world. There's a part of you on Central Avenue, there's a part of you on 13th Avenue, there's a part of you in Yerushalayim, there's a part of you here, and there's a part of you there. All over the place. What is an Eitzer? An Eitzer takes the 10,000 gold coins and creates boundaries, walls, it makes a Tchum Shabbos, right? And it puts everything concentrated, strong, beautiful, in one place where it belongs, and it's guarded and protected. That's what a treasure chest is. So why is Yerushalayim called a treasure? Because the Yirei Shamayim, a Yirei Shamayim enters, in his life, he enters into a box. Now people from the outside think that we must be miserable, but there's the greatest joy in the world. A Yirei Shamayim enters into an amazing world where all of his koiches are pulled in to remain within the borders and the boundaries of the Dvar Hashem, of God's will, of what the one who created me tells me to do. And the Yirei Shamayim is not afraid, he doesn't feel like us, that anytime you go someplace, you feel that the Rishus HaRabim is pulling at you, that any second you might fall apart. Because we're not locked up in a treasure. We're like the jacks that are thrown out all over the world. But when you're in God's treasure, Yiras Hashem, Yiras Hashem Hi Oitzorai, when you live in that Oitzer of Yerushalayim, which the Gemara says there in Shabbos, it's an Oitzer of Yerushalayim. When a person lives in an Oitzer of Yerushalayim, in the treasure chest of Yerushalayim, it means that I have no existence, only the existence inside these four walls of the box. I live inside this treasure of God. And therefore, I'm not concerned with what happens outside of the treasure. It doesn't pull at me, it doesn't tempt me, it doesn't seduce me, it doesn't confuse me, it doesn't take away my Yishar HaDas, my Menuchas HaNefesh. When the person realizes that he has no existence of his own, he simply is kechomer b'yad ha-yotzer. He's something that the Rebbeinu Shalom made, like the Ramban says, and the Rebbeinu Shalom placed him into a treasure. And the treasure has on it walls. The walls are the every single siman and every single sif of Shulchan Aruch are those walls. Every single dat of Torah is that wall. Halach is that wall. It's my Eitzer of Yerushalayim. Then the person realizes, ach, it's not me at all. An Eitzer is a base kibbel. An Eitzer is a receptacle for something precious. A person looks at himself as being an Eitzer, a base kibbel, a handle, a container. That's what a treasure is, a container. For all that Hashem gives me, it's not my own. It's only what Hashem pours into me, that's what I have. It's not me. And therefore, Yerushalayim takes away from a person, any she'ifa, not to grow. Of course it doesn't take away your she'ifa to grow. And not to be your own person within halacha, within Yerushalayim, within Yiddishkeit. Yerushalayim takes away from the person any selfish, personal she'ifa for something outside of God's will, outside of God's treasure. Oitz Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim means L'cho Hashem Hamamlocha. Like Lehi Menu says, Hapam Oides Hashem. Rishon, it's only you. All I am is what you pour into me. Everything I have is you. I'm your treasure. I'm your treasure. Whatever you invest in me is what's here. The Rosh Hashanah, whatever you invest in me, I'm asking you, I need help with Panosa. Can you invest that in me? I'm asking you, I'm asking you for shidduch. Can you entrust me with a Jewish wife, with a Jewish husband, to raise Jewish children? Can you put that into this account that's called my life? Into this oitzer that you created? Because I have nothing, only what you invest, what you put into this treasure. I have nothing else. And I'm careful to guard God's treasure. And I keep every single din in Shulchan Aruch. And I'm an Eilech Yidah Yerei Shemayim. I don't spill anything out of the treasure. I don't throw it out into the world. So therefore it comes to Shabbos. Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, Toiv L'Hoides L'Hashem. Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos, Toiv L'Hoides L'Hashem. When a person comes after 6 days of the week, when he thinks, when he imagines, when he deludes himself into thinking that it's me, and then he climbs back into the treasure of Shabbos, into the private world of Shabbos. That's why I always tell so much to the Chassanim and Kallahs, not to have over so many people Shabbos, not to spend every Shabbos going here and coming there, friends and family. You have to make an oitzer, you and your wife. Shabbos is so important to have privacy. It's very, very nice to have this and sing and get together. There are times for everything. The ikur of Shabbos is the Rishus HaYachid. Especially nowadays. If there's some people that their thing is that they have to entertain 1,000 people, they can't be alone with the people that God gave them. The ikur of Shabbos is your Rishus HaYachid. Is the Rishus HaYachid. Nobody was allowed to see the Kedushas Levi make Kiddush. It's a very, very deep Indian. Even though the Baditchev, as you know, belonged in many ways to the Jewish people, but there were certain times when no one was allowed in. Only the Mishpach. Kiddush Levi didn't allow anybody in to his Dalarams. That's how it was by the Baditchev. Nobody would accuse the Baditchev of being unfriendly. He loved everybody. Everything that was created he loved. He was hugging every molecule of air when he breathed. That's how he was in Kiddush Levi. Kiddush. Close the doors, shut the blinds. Everything is shut. Shabbos. Rishus HaYachid. It's a hiskansus. It's re-entering the oitzer of Yerei Shamayim. It's hard to explain. It's hard to put into words. That midah of Isha Yerei Hashem, Yitzhal, of Eish Yitzhal, Miyimsa, the midah of Shabbos, of that malchus. But the Ramban said that Yehuda is the midah of Haidoya. And now we learn that Haidoya means it's not me, it's you. Thank you, Rabbi Yishlah. I only have what you give me. Shabbos, a person reminds himself, this is what I have. This is what he's given me. I live in the Rishus HaYachid. I'm no longer deluding myself about the Rishus HaRav. It's not me. And therefore, I have to be so grateful for what God has given me. Me, this is my wife, my children, my Shabbos table, my challah, my becha. This is my life. And that's Vayish Bais Bayim HaShvi, the Ramban says. Vayish Bais Bayim HaShvi, stay still. Shvu Ish Tachtav. And Yehuda's Vatamoid Miledes. The whole week I'm trying to give birth to more things. I think that's it. More. Outside of myself. Things that are outside of me. That's what it means to give birth. Something is me, and now there's something more outside of me. Vatamoid Miledes, the Ramban says. Lehi Menu gave birth to Yehud, and it says, "Apam which is Apam Oides Hashem, but Tamad Miledes." There's nothing outside of me anymore. I'm inside. We should say, "Oh, the Tamad Miledes." That's Yehuda. The one who will bring redemption to the entire world is Yehuda, because the only one who can redeem anybody is somebody who knows what's inside. It's the same thing when it comes to us as parents. You can't save your kid, you can't help your kid if you belong to the Rishus HaRav. Forget about saving other people. You know, you could think of yourself as being Mr. Kiruv and Mrs. Kiruv. And you're on the street, you know, talking to Jews, and you're going to every single Shabbaton that's out there, and you consider yourself a real Kiruv person, and you're shooting pool with non-Fum people, and you're talking about God and all that. If you don't have a Rishus HaYachid, you're not worth anything in the Rishus HaRav. Listen to what I'm telling you. No, you don't have to trust me. I'm not me. I'm not saying it's me telling you. We're talking about Torah. You're not worth anything, Mr. Kiruv. Mr. Big Kiruv man on the street, talking to every Jew out there, bringing them in. You have nothing inside to bring them into. You have no Rishus HaYachid inside. You have a Hanukkah candle, you don't have a Shabbos candle. You understand what that means? You shine out to the whole world. From where? What's your headquarters? You shine out to the whole world. Your Hanukkah is to the Rishus HaRam. You're going to be Makar of every Jew back to who? To what? You have no inside. If you only have an outside, they also have an outside. They could argue with you, they have an outside also. They have more fun outside than you have outside. So comes the Shabbos. Ha'kol yeducha, ha'kol yishabchucha, ha'kol ayimim ein kodesh kashab. That's what Shabbos is. It's Shabbos, when you come to Shabbos and you scream out, Mizma shil yayim ha'shabbos, toiv la'hoides la'shem. It's so good. David Mel said, Shabbos, toiv la'hoides la'shem. It's so good to know that it's you, it's not me, because I was getting crazy thinking it's me. Because when I think it's me, I can go crazy. Toiv la'hoides la'shem, I come inside Shabbos. Toiv la'hoides la'shem. And that's, Rabbi said, that's the chavivus of Chanukah. Ki l'cha toiv la'hoides l'shimcha nor l'zame. Ki l'cha toiv la'hoides kovu shmai nes yimei Chanukah elu k'dei la'hoides. La'hoides is the midah of hoide, which is Chanukah. Now, very quickly, listen, there's a teaching that Chazal have on a pasuk in Tehillim in the 13th parak. If you have a chance, look in the 13th parak of Tehillim. It's not long. This is the pasuk, and you'll see how it shines to us the whole inyan of Chanukah. And Chazal darsh in Chanukah, the four exiles in this pasuk. I'll first read the whole pasuk in Lashon HaKodesh, then I'll translate it. Ad ona Hashem tishkacheini netzach. There are four ad onos. How long? Ad ona Hashem tishkacheini netzach. Ad ona tas deres panach imani. Ad ona oshis eitzais b'nafshi yogin v'lovavi yoimam. Ad ona yorim oivei aloi. In English. These four ad onos. Ad-ona means how long, Bashem, how much longer. Chazal teach us that these four screens of David Melech, Ad-ona, how much longer, those four correspond to the four exiles. The four exiles, right, of Bavo, of Paros Umadai, of Persia, of Yavan, and of Edom. So listen now in English to the pasuk. Now what we're going to work on, of course, over the next minute, is which one corresponds to Greece. Because that's Chanukah, right? That's what we're interested in right now. How long, Hashem, will you endlessly forget me? Ad ona tishkacheini. Ad netzach tishkacheini. How long? It seems like you've forgotten me forever. How long will you hide your face from me? So far we have the first galus of Bavel, how long, Hashem, will you endlessly forget me? And then we have the second galus of Persia. How long will you hide your face from me? That's Esther, that's Purim, right? The third galus is the one that we're talking about now. It's Erev Chanukah. How long must I set plans? Must I decide my plans within myself? Ad ona oshis eitzos b'nafshi. My heart is sad even by day. That's the third galus. And the fourth one, which is Edom. How long will my enemy triumph over me? So the galus of Yavan, Chazal Darshan, there in the Medrash Tehillim. The galus of Yavan is Ad Ona Oshis Eitzais Benavshi Yogoin Bilavovi Yoimon. How long must I set plans within myself? How much longer will my life be up to me? My heart is sad, is sick, even by day. Usually you get depressed at night. Even by day, I'm depressed. That's the goal of Yavan. The Yid HaKadosh, Chus HaGilyon, says on that pasuk, he wasn't talking about Chanukah, he just said on that pasuk, Shekol Zman She'odom Medama B'Nafshei, that is, as long as a person deludes himself and imagines sheyesh loy oid eitza ha'eichel hivasheya, that your Yeshua, that your salvation is up to what? Your eitza, your plan. Your plan. Your Yeshua depends on what you think the Yeshua is. Zeu simin shadayin rochay kumi Yeshua. It means he's far, far, far away from Yeshua. Ad shi yisvadalai, when are you on the verge of redemption, of salvation? Ad shi yisvadalai she'ein shum eitzah. Till you realize that there's no eitzah. Rak Hashem yisbarach, rak she'Hashem yisbarach yazalai. You can't do it. Only Hashem yisbarach can help you. So on that, the Yid HaKadosh says, that's the yischalta de geula. As long as you think that you're, the eitz is up to you. Then you're depressed and you're miserable even during the day. You have no menuchas nefesh. You have no simchas achai. This Rabbi Sai is the choshech, is the darkness of Greece, of Yavin. The darkness of Yavin and the whole metzias of that culture of Yavin was kaihi v'aitzim yadi. Yavin despised and hated the mida of Haidayah. Is the opposite. There's nothing to feel thankful for. There's no one I have to thank. I am an independent thinking person. I make my own decisions and plans. Eitzais benafsh. Because it's me. That's the Malchus of Yavin. It's the opposite of the Eitz of Yerushalayim. It's the opposite of Menuchas Nefesh. It takes away from the person. What David Malchus is saying is, Ad Ana Oshis Eitz of Benafsh, Yogim Milvavi Yoimam. I'm looking for Menuchas Nefesh. Why? I think it's me. My Menuchas Nefesh is up to me. And this itself is what causes Menuchas Nefesh to constantly elude me. I can never get it. And that's why David Melch says, Yogan Bilvavi Yaiman. It's the only one that says, I'm sad even by day. I'm sad all the time. Because as long as you think that it's Eitzos Nafshi, my Eitzos, you can never have Menuchas Nefesh. Yavin is the Kfir in Atzas Hashem Yisokan. It's the kfir, it's the rejection of Atzas Hashem, of Yir Shemayim. Yavin is prikas ol malchus Shemayim. It's the undermining of Yir Shemayim. It's kulay Atzas Nafshi, which is the opposite of Haydu Hashem ki toiv ki le'olam chazdoi. Of Shab toidon is a beyach. Mizmul l'soida havil Hashem kol ha'aretz. If there's Hashem b'simcha, that comes, that's all the need of Chanukah. That the if there's Hashem b'simcha is the result of Mizmul HaSa'idah. The Sham Toidon is Abayach. The Sham Toidon is Abayach is the meaning of Chanukah. Because Chanukah is the Nitzachon, is the victory over this Kfira, this feeling of Ad Ana Oshis Eitzais Benafshi. How much longer, Rabbi Shalom, will I be far from your Yeshua by thinking that what? That my life and the life of Klai Yisrael is up to me, up to us. Up to somebody's vote someplace in the Shusarab. Kilocha toiv lahardai, as we say at the end of Halabi Chanukah, Kilocha toiv lahardai l'shimcha nor l'zam. Mo'aisu Yeshuasi. L'cha no'el l'shabayach. Every single word of Chanukah. Any way that I spin the dreidel, it's only you. It's only you. And that's the Masikas of Chanukah. It's the Chavivus, Mitzvahs, Ne'chanukah, Chaviviyat, Ma'oy, the Rambam says. Because the darkness of Yavin takes away all chavivus from our life. It causes a darkness in our eyes. It brings a darkness in our eyes and in our minds. The Kedushas Levi said, "Moiri v'Rabbi Hatzadik HaRebbe Ber Omar." Kedushas Levi writes, "My Rebbe, my teacher, the Mizritcha Magid said, it's the Yotzei Mizritcha Magid, it's the Yotzei Mizritcha Magid, you test us tomorrow night is the Yotzei Mizritcha Magid." The same way that in the world there's light and there's darkness, Kach yesh b'seichel ha'adam. So too in the mind of a human being. Or v'chayshech, there's light and there's darkness. A person who has a lichtige mind, in whose mind is the light of Hidayah, of Leah, of David, of Shabbos, of Chanukah, of Tov L'Hadayis, in that person's mind, even if he's in the darkest place in the world, gam ki eshe b'chayshech, Hashem early, Tov L'Hadayis Hashem. And for the person who thinks it's him, he could be living, he could be sunning himself in Puerto Rico with an aluminum, board, burning his face, mamish, to a crisp. He's so dark, everybody's going to be envious of him. Unless he gets very dark and then they're going to discriminate against him. But up to a certain sheer, he's dark just enough to be the envy of everybody. Right? He's so dark. He's in such a sunny place and he's so dark. You ever think about how the whole world wants to get dark? It's more than a thing. It's that the Kedusha lady said to him, there's a person who lives in darkness, but his mind is shining with light. And there's a person who lives in the shiniest place in the world, by him in the head, it's finster, it's dark mamish. It's night in his brain. Chanukah is the sheirush of nuchas and nefesh. Shabbos Chanukah is Leila Leila. Shuvi nafshi l'mirchaychi ki Hashem gomal alaychi. Shuvi nafshi l'mirchaychi. How does my soul come back to Menucha? Shuvi nafshi l'mirchaychi. How am I restored to Menucha? Only when I realize, when I admit ki Hashem gomal alaychi. Hagoy melech hayom tovis, I thank you, Ben Shalom, because I'm unworthy. Shuvi nafshi l'mirchaychi ki Hashem gomal alaychi. I can come back to a state of menuchas and nefesh only when I admit ki Hashem gomal alaychi, that is, you give me everything and I can thank you for that. And through that a person could come to the midah of the Sham Toida Nezabeach to give thanks to the Rebbeinu Shalom. This is the midah of Chanukah. This is the midah of Shabbos of Dor HaMelech and Yehuda, and Rav Shechev Lichtig and Felech and Yom Tov and Adi Felech.